Conversation 1.
Professor Henderson, could you give us a brief overview of what you do, where you work, and your main area of research?
Well, the Centre for Climate Research, where I work, links the science of climate change to issues around economics and policy. Some of our research is to do with the likely impacts of climate change and all of the associated risks.
And how strong is the evidence that climate change is happening, that it's really something we need to be worried about?
Well, most of the science of climate change, particularly that to do with global warming, is simply fact. But other aspects of the science are less certain, or at least more disputed. And so we're really talking about risk. What the economics tells us is that it's probably cheaper to avoid climate change, to avoid the risk, than it is to deal with the likely consequences.
So what are we doing? What can we do about it?
Well, I would argue that we need to develop the science specifically to understand the likely impacts of climate change in different contexts. As I said, we need to understand the best ways of avoiding climate change. And this will involve a huge transition to low-carbon energy systems, and the transition is a tremendous priority. And for this to happen, we may need action on a global scale. From a political perspective, we need to understand the terms on which major countries like China and the USA might sign up to a global agreement, because at the moment we don't have that consensus.
Right.
And we also need to plan ahead so that we're in a position to deal with the likely levels of climate change, which are already inevitable. And even more so, too, for the levels that are likely if we don't get those global agreements.
Question 1. What does Professor Henderson say about his main area of research? Question 2. What does Professor Henderson say about climate change? Question 3. What does Professor Henderson say is a top priority in combating climate change? Question 4. What does Professor Henderson advise us to do to better deal with climate change?
Conversation 2.
Hi, Professor Smith. I hear you've written a book titled Visions.
Yes. It explains how science will revolutionize the 21st century.
Could I ask you some questions concerning the book?
Sure.
Are you optimistic about the future?
Generally, yeah. If we go back to the year of 1900, most Americans didn't live beyond the age of 50. Since then, we've had improvements in healthcare and technology. There's no reason why these won't continue far into the 21st century.
Are we ready for the changes that will come?
Changes are already happening. The future is here now. We have DNA, microchips, the internet. Some people's reaction is to say, we're too old, we don't understand new technology. My reaction is to say, we must educate people to use new technology now.
Is world population going to be a big problem?
Yes and no. I think that world population will stop increasing as we all get richer. If you're part of the middle class, you don't want or need 12 children.
Will there be a world government?
Very probably. We'll have to manage the world and its resources on a global level because countries alone are too small.
Will we have control of everything?
I think we'll learn to control the weather, volcanoes and earthquakes. Illness won't exist. We'll grow new livers, kidneys, hearts, and lungs like spare parts for a car. People will live till about 130 or 150. For 2,000 years, we have tried to understand our environment. Now we'll begin to control it.
Question 5.
What does Professor Smith say about most Americans around the year of 1900?
Question 6.
What does Professor Smith advise we do?
Question 7.
When will the world population stop growing, according to Professor Smith?
Question 8.
What does Professor Smith think human beings will be able to do?